We've had a number of nannies come through already. This is our son.
No offense, Rod, but you kind of creep me out.
Okay.
I needed someone else to see it. The doll's alive. If you leave him alone, it'll give you a sign.
You know what you can't put rum in, Cody?
Oh, God.
You can't put rum in the boy, Cody. The boy! You sound so displeased, Cody. Did you not enjoy the boy? Did you not enjoy the alcohol you had in the theater? Did you?
No, I would have, but no, they had to close the damn bar at, what was it, 11? It was sometime before we got there?
I love the look on your face when she said, oh, I'm sorry, the bar is closed. He said, ugh.
I was utter disappointed. I was like, damn, I need something to cope with this damn movie.
So then, people, we walked down the street, not even down the street, like literally next door to this place called Rush.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers were close to it, and the look on Cody's face again was like, oh, hell no. People, we're here to talk about The Boy, the latest, the second horror film of 2016.
Why? just why?
This movie, I don't even know where to start with this movie. Well, I guess, I looked at the plot synopsis, so she was an American nanny. What the fuck was she doing out in the
yeah, what was that?
It was supposed to be Scotland or the UK. I couldn't tell.
Okay, was the boy's parents, were they British?
Yes, they're British.
Oh, okay. I must have just tuned that out there.
But her boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend, sounded Scottish, though.
Yeah.
It was all over the part of the fucking world in this goddamn movie, so... So, apparently, now we probably missed, like, the first 2 minutes of the film, which is probably not a goddamn thing, because they locked us out.
I'm assuming they probably showed the boy in the fire or something like that. Maybe,
oh, man, fuck that boy.
I don't know.
Oh, you talking about that scene in the trailer they had?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, whatever. Apparently, he bashed some bitch's skull in or whatever, something like that. So we got a nanny here played by, I wouldn't even call her a nanny. She's played by Lauren Cohan. People, you know that name from The Walking Dead. She plays Laura. What the fuck her girl's name again?
Maggie.
Y'all about to call her Lori. Shows you how much I watch that show nowadays. But she plays Maggie, Wayne's woman, which I'm about to break your heart right now because that bitch can't act for shit.
Of course. What do you expect?
I swear, Cody's right. When these popular TV shows, man, they get the movies, man.
They bring out the worst in these actors, man.
Speaking of Lori, she has a horror movie coming out this year, too.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Hey, Cody, if last year's was Game of Thrones chance, this year's Walking Dead.
Oh, it's The Walking Dead. Hey, you know, the sad part of that, Walking Dead is already a horror show. So it's like, you would think they would be better off. No.
I like it because you just bring up a great point. They're not a horror TV show. Hey, yeah, this bitch couldn't act her way out of a fucking paper bag. So, apparently, these two old fucks, I don't even know, what was it, Jim Norton and Diane Hardcastle? Who played?
Yeah, they had that child when they were like 60.
Damn. Cody's stealing my jokes right now. That's my joke, motherfucker. Come on. These niggas is like goddamn 90 years old with a fucking 8-year-old boy.
Like, damn.
And I love it because they show a photo album and these niggas look the same age in these photos. And I love it because every photo is this boy in his little British uniform and shit just staring at the camera and just... looking angry and shit. And then finally when Lauren Cohan finds out about this other girl and shit like that, she goes back upstairs to look at the photo of him and she sees this girl just looking confused and the boy just staring at him like, Bitch, you will give me pussy tonight. Yeah, that ass is mine. I like shit and I want shit. I mean, he damn near was raping her with his eyes and his pussy.
Basically.
And then when we get to the end of the film, we're going to get back to that word rape.
Oh, boy.
But since she was such a strong female character, you know, she got out of that.
I don't know. I laughed when he said in the theater, man. But now I'm like,
no. Cody's had time to think about this on the drive home. Thought about running that car off a building.
The vibes were looking mighty nice. Like, damn.
I'm not gonna lie, there was these two trucks that I was speeding people on the freeway back home. I was like speeding at like 80, and then there's these two trucks came by. And they were moving so slow. I was just like, I wonder if I just ran into one of them, what would happen?
That's like, yeah, you know, it'll be too bad. I saw this movie, so I can't.
That's how bad this movie is. It has you pondering what death would be like. So, apparently these two old fucks, they decide to get them a nanny to go take a fucking vacation, so they assume. And they leave her with all these rules and shit like that. And apparently, there's some subtext in here where she keeps calling her sister, I'm assuming, as to where her ex-boyfriend was abusive towards her. And then later we find out in the movie that she had a child, and apparently she miscarried with the child.
Mm-hmm.
And she's telling this to Mr. James Russell, or it was Rupert Evans, who plays Malcolm. James Russell, who the fuck was that? I don't know who the hell that was now that I think about it. Well, fuck him, man. And then next thing you know, I guess, as the longer she stays in that house, the boy, the doll there, a little ceramic doll, mind you, like, I'm talking about ceramic, like glass, people, like literally fucking glass, like if you took them and shattered them, it's just done with. She starts to notice, Cody, that, like, he's more than just a special boy.
Yep.
He's got a little mischievous side to him, if you will.
Yeah, a little creepy side to him.
A little creepy, a little Z side to him.
Yeah,
you know?
I was saying a little Z in him.
Yeah, everybody got a little Z in him, Cody. You just got to let him out.
Well, I don't know about everybody.
And then what was the first stupid fucking thing we see in this movie? This bitch hear a noise and she wants to go up into the fucking attic.
Of course.
Now, mind you, Cody, here's what pissed me off, and we're going to get to the end of this film, because I feel like we should start this review off with the end of the film just to make sense of some of the shit that went in here, but...
You said make sense.
I said hilarious. Make and sense in the same sentence. That's even funnier. This bitch couldn't even open the attic, and then all of a sudden, they expect you to believe that this fucking little ceramic doll pulled the fucking attic down. Mind you, she was using a fucking metal rod to do it as well, too. So I'm already, like, pissed off to the point right here, because I'm just like, why the fuck would you go in the attic?
Thank you.
And her reasoning was for it was because it started raining and the water was coming through the ceiling. Who gives a shit?
Who cares? Leave that alone. It was like a huge leak.
Thank you. It was like a little fucking drop. Just put a fucking bucket there. Wait till the rain dries up. There you go, bitch. Damn, problem solved.
That shit was turned to an aquarium or something.
And then, now right off the bat, she's already having weird-ass dreams and shit. And like Cody said in the theater, where it's like 1970 and shit like that. So actually, this movie took place in 2012, because we did the math. Because apparently he died in 1991, and she said 19 years late.
It said 20 years.
20 years ago. And so we fast forward this time, and I'm just like, where the fuck is this old-ass house at? Cody, like Cody said in the theater, always gotta be some old ass house.
Old ass house.
You never know cell phone signal.
Disconnect from reality. Cell phone signal, no Wi-Fi. No.
How the fuck is these old people been living in this fucking shit for this long? You think as long as they've been living there, fucking Verizon Fios would have made it to that neighborhood at one point or another? like damn. I love it because ain't a telephone pole in sight, but yet no cell phone signal, but yet she can use the fucking mainline phone there multiple fucking times.
I love it.
That makes no goddamn sense. They just like, well, I guess if you plug it up in a wall, it works then, right? How the fuck does electricity go running through this goddamn thing? Man, it's 1970. Okay, let's go ahead and... I'm so glad we called movie spoilers. I'm so fucking glad.
Oh, God, yes.
Because I don't think you could talk shit about this movie without talking about this dumbass. this dumbass fucking ending that showed up here. We're going to go ahead and skip fast forward into this fucking part right here, people. So, people, we find out her ex-boyfriend, God knows how he found her. I don't even fucking know.
I have no idea how he got directed to that place.
Thank you. She even said at the beginning of the movie, I'm in the middle of nowhere right now.
Yes.
So this dude literally got on a plane from America and found his way to this area. How the fuck did she even find out about this place? Okay, people, she's from America in the film, and she went to the UK. I'm assuming it's the UK. I don't know where it is. I heard accents. I'm just going to go by the fucking accents. God yeah. knows that the acting is so fucking bad here. The director probably just told him, drop your accents or whatever, but whatever. Okay. Did she find a fucking ad in the American LA Times, Cody, and that said Nanny wanted in the UK?
Oh, remember, no, don't forget. Remember she was destined to end up there. Remember that?
Oh, God. Yeah, fuck this movie, people. Movies are fucking. She tells this punk ass story to Rupert Evans's character Malcolm here about how she lost her child and how special she feel whatever this nigga name is, Brahms, whatever the fuck.
Brahms, yeah.
She tells him how special he is, and then she says, "It must have been destiny for me to be here."
Yeah, man, she pulled a 180 real quick on her assessment of the situation. She was scared as hell the night she went to the attic, and she wakes up. Figure out he's apparently alive. And, oh, Kevin Hart, all smiles, shits and giggles.
You know why she was happy, though? Because he brought her a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh God.
And don't forget, he said, your favorite.
Yeah, because that's not creepy at all.
When she started smiling, did you not get vibes from Texas, that last Texas Chainsaw Massacre film with the?
Oh, I did.
I forgot if it was her cousin or his sister or something like that. When she just ended the movie with him standing next to her and shit, I was just like, yeah. What the fuck? Because then she opens the door, she's freaking out, people, and I want to say, her acting was fine up until this part right here. And then after this part right here, it just started to go downhill every fucking scene because it became unbelievable. She went from literally, like Cody said, petrified, fucking petrified that the fact that there is probably a possession or this doll is alive. And then nearly, she locks the door and she sees little shadowy feet walk by and little ceramic knocks and shit like that. Which, that makes no goddamn sense. If it was this big ass nigga walking, whatever, how the fuck... How the fuck was he tiptoeing like this then? So, and then he leaves some boots, and she opens the door, and then she's like, oh, it's her boots and shit like that. When the fuck did this happen in the movie, Cody?
Man.
Because the moment we walked in the theater, she just got to the house.
Yes.
How the fuck did this... Okay, whatever. Fuck it. And then she calls Malcolm. He's playful and mischievous. He likes to play with my boots and stuff. Like, it's just like, you gotta be shitting me right now. And then she opens the door again, and then he's like... Play with me. No, he's leaving creepy ass phone calls where it's just static and shit like this. Yeah. Who gave this nigga a phone, Cody? How is he calling this number, Cody? How? Who the fuck gave this retard nigga a cell phone, huh?
Oh, God, man.
That was pissing me off. And then, I want to be your friend. Let's play. Open the door. Just follow the rules or whatever. And then she opened the door. It's a fucking peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Your favorite.
And then, out of nowhere, like Cody said, she starts smiling and laughing. I was like, damn, so it must be easy to get this bitch. You just give her a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. This is all I fucking do.
That's all I got to do.
There you go, Wayne. You ain't wanting to fuck Maggie? Get her a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. With your cooking ass. Yeah, you.
Perfect.
Yeah, he's perfect. You both need a sandwich anyway. So, but I feed Wayne 2016, people. But anyway. Cody, man. This movie pissing me off.
I'm
getting a headache now just thinking about this shit. So people, out of nowhere, her fucking ex shows up. And literally just comes out of nowhere. It's like it was trying to add some tension to the film. Damn, I can't believe I just said that word. And it gets to a point here where he gets mad because it's some shit is going on in the house. And he takes the doll and he smashes the fucking doll. And Cody looked at me because I threw my fucking hands up in the air. And I was like, oh my God, thank you.
Finally.
finally someone did something.
Smartest thing in the damn movie.
And it took the motherfucker that's abusing woman to do it, too. I was just like, Jesus Christ, I don't want to cheer for this jackass right here, but fuck, man. Especially because that nigga's a terrible actor, too.
It was awful. Oh, my God, that dude was terrible.
That dude, every fucking line, he kept pausing and shit. I was like, what is he doing?
I thought I was watching the Hallmark Channel.
Did he not look like he belonged on General Hospital? God damn, dude, this dude is fucking awful, though. He smashes the doll, and then the whole house starts fucking shaking, Cody.
Yep.
And then a fucking, the mirror just breaks, and you see a hand come out that motherfucker. You just start looking like, oh, hell no.
How the hell did that whole house start shaking? Clearly, this has no tie to the supernatural. We figured that out later. How does that work? Did this dude have intentional maker under the damn house? He built those in case this actually happened? Not the occurrence that this event would happen?
Cody, they go fucking... Harriet Tubman Underground Railroad, this fucking house. This fucking house, people, literally got areas in the fucking corridors to where you damn near could live up in this motherfucker. And which this motherfucker was living up in this motherfucker. So how in the fuck is that possible then without this house falling apart?
Oh, God.
It makes no fucking sense. So then you see this big ass dude and come out the fucking broken piece and you just start staring. You just like, damn, I know I've been saying I'm sick of Supernatural, but the route this movie is going, it should have probably fucking stayed in Supernatural area, because...
Thank you.
Because this is really fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah. When he bust that damn mirror, I was like, oh, my God, you serious right now?
So he's just some big-ass Michael Myers-looking motherfucker. Okay. Oh, okay, that's it. And then... he kills the ex-boyfriend. He just looking, he just like, so it's just a dude in a fucking mask with a fucked up beard, huh? I was like, oh. And as to Cody bring up his point now, this is where Lauren Cohan character starts freaking out. He's been watching me throughout the wall. Bitch, you've been roaming around this fucking house for a fucking week and a half, carrying this goddamn doll around, talking about, I won't leave you. You've been a good boy today. And it's just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. You gotta be fucking kidding me. I was like, wow, her acting has just gotten... Like, none of this shit was believable at all. I was
none of it.
I can tell she clearly just doesn't know what the fuck she's doing. Like, maybe we're giving her too much credit on Walking Dead because she's just not on the camera long enough or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, that's probably one of the good things of TV shows like Game of Thrones and Walking Dead is that we forget that the acting maybe isn't that great. It's just they not on screen long enough.
That's a good point. I already thought about that.
Because there's so many different cast members, but when you're in a movie like this and you're carrying it, you're on screen for so long, you realize...
You said carry it.
It's a lot of words in here, people, that I shouldn't even be fucking using, to be honest. Because this girl literally got worse. From that moment she realized that nigga brought her a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, it got worse every fucking scene. I was just like, wow, her acting is just degrading. And like, it's you could tell the thing is, too, this ain't her not giving a fuck neither. This looked like she was actually fucking trying.
Yeah, she was trying.
God, I'd piss on that.
Yeah, this is her first of leading role in Hollywood, so yeah.
good job, bitch, on picking this role.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Why wouldn't you want to be a strong feminine character, though, Cody? Because remember, her friend Malcolm, he got caught by the boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we gonna call him, people. The fucking boogeyman, the doll man, whatever the fuck you wanna call him. And she came back and she got a weapon, Cody. I remember I looked at you and whispered, "She's a strong feminine character now." Strong female character, cause she's got a weapon. And then Brom, he comes back and she says, "Go to bed, Brom." And I'm just like, that nigga ain't never slept in that bed in the past fucking 20 goddamn years he been living up in this fucking house.
Exactly.
Why the fuck all of a sudden would he do that now? Is he just mentally retarded?
I'm assuming, yeah, that's what's going on. I guess he was neglected as a child.
I'm assuming. Here's what I thought about on the drive home as I was thinking of committing suicide myself. I'm assuming that fire and all that happened and the parents tried to hide him.
Speaking of commits suicide and parents.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to get in that.
Okay.
But here's my logic of it. I'm assuming that he did kill that girl.
Yeah.
And the parents just hid him away from society because they didn't want him to get caught, I guess, or something like that. So he's grew up in this little shed by himself for so long now that he just became socially awkward or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm getting at, Cody. What do you think of that theory?
That makes the most sense to me.
It's the only goddamn thing that makes sense, but you know.
Yeah.
Now, on to the suicide part, Cody. I remember I looked at you and said, wait a minute, ain't no way in hell you would fucking die that way.
Okay.
Go ahead and set this up, Cody. You seem very eager to talk about the death of this.
Yes, okay. So you see the parents, they're out on what, quote-unquote, vacation somewhere out in the open, by the water.
Down the street from the house.
Yeah, it's down the street. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
That's what it looked like, right?
Yeah, down the street. Drove 5 minutes.
They just drove out the gates. That's all I was.
Yeah, you see the mother writing his letter to the child, Brahms, or whatever. She's telling him everything's going to be okay, love you always. And obviously, you know they're going to commit suicide, but the way they go about it is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. they put a medium-sized rock.
I wouldn't even go medium.
They pick up a rock, and they can fit inside the palm of their hand.
They can fit in their jacket pocket, though.
Yeah, they put that inside their jacket pocket and go into the ocean thinking that's going to make them drown quicker. What?
I remember me and you looked at each other and was like, wait a minute, hold on. How the fuck would you die this way? And then the film tries to be all artsy about it by just showing the water and the floating and stuff. Like, it's just like, oh, eat a fucking dick, boo. You ain't.
I think that coaster or whatever is those damn rocks.
But you know what was funny about it? It wasn't even a fucking lake. It was a stream of water.
Oh.
Like, people, I'm talking about like a stream of water you see in the L.A. Creek and shit like that. This wasn't no river or nothing like that, but like Cody said, a rock the size, and I'm not just talking about any jacket. People, if you know, have any idea, our UK listeners, if you have any idea, because everyone has a trench coat, in some parts, whatever. I have a pea coat jacket and stuff like that, but whenever, those pockets on those jackets are small as fuck. The fact that they was able to put a rock in there, held each other's hands, and then just slowly went into the water. Just to why the fuck did they kill themselves, Cody? I'm curious.
I have no idea.
I remember when they left that house, Cody. I said to you, I said, they ain't coming back.
I guess they felt amazing guilt or something like that. I don't know.
I knew you was going to say that. I thought about that on the drive home. I was just like, I have a feeling Cody will say it's because of the guilt they felt, but why the fuck did they wait 20 years? How the fuck did they know this woman was the right one for him?
Destiny, man.
No, oh, gee, I forgot about that. What movie did I review? Oh, yeah, the first horror movie of 2016, The Forest. They said that same shit.
Oh, God.
It's Destiny. Destiny.
Is that the theme this year?
Is that the theme of the horror films this year? Destiny?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
When she said that, I've never seen eyes roll so hard in the back of my goddamn head when she said, I feel like it was my destiny. Even Malcolm had to look at her and I was like, bitch, I wanted to fuck you, but you just crazy now. You really talking some shit.
His discount Bradley looking at
him. Oh, man, this dude was just so fucking dry. I mean, it was just so fucking one-note dry and shit like that. And then I love it because when they first do the test with the boy to see if he'll move and shit like that, these niggas is walking a goddamn flower bed talking about how amazing this is. I was just like, had that been any black woman or black man, they'd have been like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get in that car right there. We're going to get the fuck up out of here right now. How many opportunities they didn't had to leave this fucking house, Cody?
Oh, man, I can't even count. Can't even count them all.
That money she made on that first week was, I forgot how much it was. She said, was it 10 grand or some shit like that in euro? It was some shit like that. She made a shitload of money, people, by the way. How the fuck was she going to get paid if they killed themselves, too, by the way?
It's a great question.
Damn, I didn't even think about that. How the fuck was it good? Shit.
Yeah, it's part of that guilt, man.
Oh. It's part of part of that destiny, Cody. That destiny not to get paid no more, Cody. You gotta get destiny to get paid or whatever. But,
oh my goodness. Okay, so how many opportunities they didn't have to leave this fucking house? And she sits up there talking about, no, I'm going to stay with Brom. Even to the point where she starts following his little rule sheet, whatever the fuck that gay-ass shit was right there. And she even looks at Malcolm and just goes like, no, I'm going to stay here. It's just like, why? Why? Cody, did she feel like her miscarriage child was in this doll or something like
that? Yeah, I believe that's where they were trying to go with it. But I felt none of that, obviously, because it was poorly directed and poorly acted.
Hey Cody, but it's artsy though. Didn't you see that stream of water?
The only artsy thing about this movie is we glued that shit back together to you.
That was like some craft fair shit. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Which I gotta tell you, how the fuck did he build that goddamn thing back together?
Thank you, that thing was smashed.
Because people, they show the doll's head after this dude then smashed this motherfucker, and that head is missing. This thing is in fucking glass jar pieces. And they show at the end of this movie this motherfucker because Lauren Cohan, she ends up stabbing him because she's a strong feminist character in this film. Towards the end of the film, she ends up stabbing the guy that's the kid, Brom, or whatever shit, because he gets older or whatever. And she leaves, they drive, and she just starts smiling. Mind you, after a weird-ass awkward scene.
Kiss me.
God.
Me and Cody just started laughing. We were just like, what? Because she was just like, no, Brom, you've been a bad boy tonight, so no kisses for you. That's your punishment. And then he grabbed my arm and was like, kiss me. It's like, what? And then when she gives him a little... She gives him a little peck or whatever, and he grabs her, and he just starts mouthing her. But even though he got a mask on, so it's just like,
yeah.
It's the weirdest fucking thing I've ever seen. I was like, it's damn near rape right here. And she ends up stabbing his ass, and she stabs him again. He passes out, but then the movie ends with her smiling, which I don't even know how the fuck. She was smiling throughout this whole goddamn movie, Cody. This is supposed to be a horror movie, ain't it, Cody?
Yeah, horror.
Then why the fuck is she smiling throughout the film? You're supposed to be in fucking fear, dreadful fear. You're supposed to be
in peril.
You're supposed to be acting as if this is some shit you've never seen before.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a prequel to Walking Dead or whatever, and the bitch literally just stepped off the scene where it was just like, I've seen worse than this.
Basically, that's what it felt like.
Yeah, I've seen way worse than this. Back in America, we got something called Donald Trump. I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but he's running for presidency right now, people. So that's like what she was telling Malcolm. I've seen way worse. Trust me, this doll is nothing here. But then the movie ends with this dude still alive. I don't know how. Now it has gotten back to Supernatural, Cody. It literally... You gotta be fucking it. It's like so many bullshit ass twists into this fucking film. And then you see him rebuilding the doll, but why?
Why? I don't know. Nobody's come back to that damn doll. I don't know why. I have no idea. I'm not gonna even try to sit there right. What's that all about?
That was so much the anticlimactic fucking ending I've ever seen. It just shows this doll. But the movie ends with showing that doll like he's supposed to be afraid of the doll or something like that. It's just like, doll's not even real. So it's like, I don't give a fuck. And then like it ends with just like, oh, the boy too coming to the theater near you. But it's like Cody said, nobody's coming back to the, oh, you know what? I got it. They're finally going to put that house up for sale. This dude's still going to be living in the attic and shit like that. And when he...
Oh, God, you just made the goddamn thing.
Cody, why not we riding hard? Why can't we do this?
Jesus, man. I'm going to hop on this tonight. Screw it.
I think we need to hop on this. Right now. We need to call Jason Blum up and tell him we got a horror movie for your ass right now.
Right.
We need to make us some millions, because I think we just found the fucking easiest way of doing this.
We just found a gold mine.
I think we have. I think we need to do that. Because I literally wrote the fucking sequel of what it's going to be. That house is going to go up for sale. They're going to hear about all these. They got a good deal for it because all these murders are happening. But they're not going to know about it. But then they're going to start talking to people in the town, maybe. Then they're going to start finding out some weird things are happening. This doll's going to be just laying around. Then they know that they're going to be noticing some freaked out thing. She might have had a miscarriage with a baby, too. And then next thing you know, the husband dies, and then he goes around murdering motherfuckers. Yeah, and there you go. There's your fucking sequel for The Boy, too.
God.
Another thing I want to get into, people, is I want to talk about the bullshit that is the supernatural part of this fucking film, if you will. It was getting so fucking annoying that it almost...
Understatement.
It's a very fucking understatement. It was getting to the point where it was so fucking annoying because it just became not only unbelievable to the point that it was just like, okay, now you're just challenging me, my fucking intelligence now. Now you're going beyond, above and beyond my fucking my intelligence level here. But to the point where it fucking messed with my intelligence level is to the point where they literally run from this dude that's chasing them and they go into the bedroom. And she says, lock the door. And then she says, oh, lock the closet door, too. There is another fucking entrance from the closet door to the room. Another fucking room.
Yep.
And then out of nowhere, there's a secret doorway or whatever, something like that, where they go through, which she already knew about because she said this leads this way or whatever. And then they make it the way to this nigga's hidden bedroom or something like that. And she's like, what is this? How the fuck did you not know about this room if you knew about this fucking entrance?
Thank you. And who the hell constructed this goddamn house?
I think it was literally a fucking maze, was it not?
They made this purposely to be a horror house.
And then by the end of the movie, before they show the doll being rebuilt and shit, they show you this shit goes down halls. This shit goes on forever. He even leaves little fucking notes on the wall talking about number 10, kiss goodnight and shit like that. I was just like, yeah, what in the fuck is this? And to the point... He has his own fucking bedroom where he's got a fucking stuffed doll of this bitch with a dress on and shit like that. And he's like, give me. And not to mention, like Cody said earlier, they got this fucking Michael Jackson motherfucker playing him and shit like that. Like, I thought he was trying to take her to Neverland Ranch or something like that. And he just like, I'm not tired. I want you to kiss me. Who the fuck is supposed to be intimidated by this? Who's supposed to be intimidated by this?
Sure as hell was anybody in the
audience. Oh, hell no. They was laughing at this shit. They straight up started laughing at this shit. Like, even some people, I forgot what moment it was, but some people just like, oh, come on now. Come on now. The audience only jumped one time at the beginning of the movie, and that's when she had that fucking dream shit when the head turned on her.
Yep.
I was just like, come on now. I know y'all ain't jumping at this telegraph shit right here. Come on. Please come on, y'all. I know y'all smarter than this. Wow, this movie, damn. And not to mention, I was sober as fuck watching this, too, so I'm already fucked.
Yeah, that was the bad part. We can't drink during it, so, yeah.
Terrible fucking acting. Once again, it's fucking hard. I mean, I really don't know what to say about horror no more, because they don't even fucking try. They literally don't try at all.
It's rinse and repeat with horror, man.
They don't give a fuck.
Literally. It's rinse and repeat.
Hey, it's like our shirts. Eat, sleep, horror, repeat.
Yeah. Instead of a horror, it just says bullshit repeat. That's it.
And you know, I thought that this one with actor Lauren Cohen, I would have been like, eh, maybe they'll have something going for it. I was like, and then even at the beginning of the film, I was like, all right, well, at least her acting is fine. But then it last next 10 minutes, that shit just nosedive. I was like, wow. I said, you actually are probably, if her ex wouldn't have showed up, she would have been the worst fucking performance in this goddamn film.
Yep, she would have.
And then her ex showed up and fucked that whole movie up. I was like, Jesus Christ, who the fuck is this dude? I know why he was there, though, Cody, because they had to have a death in the film.
They just had to have something. Had to have some sort of conflict to rile up that Rom character.
They wasn't going to kill Malcolm, so they had to find someone else to get there to kill him. This dude literally from America got on a fucking plane, dude, and found this chick. I don't know how, but he found her. And then he ends up killing himself. But then it gets to a point. What's so annoying about these films, too? They build these characters to be like, Well, I don't care if you leave me, but you still coming with me. It's like, oh, okay.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it makes no fucking sense whatsoever. It's like, wait a minute. Hold on. So, okay, so damn near just say you raping the damn girl now. I mean, I don't even get to a point where he even slept on the fucking couch. He's so aggressive at this point. Movie so man, fuck this movie. You know, now I think about it. Yeah, fuck this movie. This movie, man, it's fucking terrible acting. Actually, I wasn't already watching Walking Dead. After this, I really have no intentions of ever watching it again. Cause wow, her acting was fucking awful, man. I have no hope for any of those people. Man, John Bernthal, man, you need to have a talk with this bitch. Like, don't you fuck my career up? Shit, don't you Game of Thrones me? John Bernthal is like the Peter Dinklage of The Walking Dead or whatever. He's like, I'm the only one that's gonna make it out of here. Yeah, y'all need to take a step back. Shit, all right.
Yeah, he had the early exit. He was like, yeah, I ain't following you, other motherfucker.
That is true. He did have that early exit. He's like, you know what? Season two was a good way to go out. And Merle's like, shit, I don't know what you're talking about. I got that Marvel money, bitch. It's like, I got that Guardians money, bitch.
That's from James Gunn. I'm like, what's
that? Zay, he's like, yeah, you keep on doing your little TV show or whatever and shit. You make whatever money you make there, bitch. Yeah, shit, I'm going to be fighting Thanos, bitch. Yeah, the acting is fucking awful. I thought the scenes just looked fucking terrible too. The way they try to shoot this shit by like showing inanimate objects like a fucking, I don't know what that was, it a fucking goat head or something like that?
I forgot to get a damn goat head.
And then they showed like another head or something. It was just random. Damn, this movie makes no fucking sense now that I think about it more. Now, so you mean to tell me when she threw away his apple or whatever that fuck that was, whatever, this dude literally came out of the fucking hallway and picked up the doll and moved him?
With all that trouble, keep up that ruse.
Then took the fucking blanket off his head at night and shit like that?
Yep.
Man, yeah, fuck this movie, man. That's a low fuck it. Yeah, I hate this fucking movie now. Wow. That's a low fuck it. Fuck this movie.
Yeah, man, I echo all your sentiments, my friend. Yeah, the actor's terrible. Writing is terrible. The direction is terrible. what can I say about this movie? It's a horror flick. And, you know, apparently the theme about horror this year is destiny, correct? Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah. I guess we're just destined to give this movie a fuck it.
Oh, God, Cody.
Yeah. There's nothing left to say. That's it. Right there.
Cody, do you know who directed this film?
Who directed this film? Who would that be?
William Bell. Yeah, and you probably wonder who the fuck that is, right, Cody?
William Bell. Sounds...
Can I bring up a little horror movie that me and Lena did a video review for?
Are you serious?
You remember a little film called The Devil Inside?
Yep.
You remember the movie that ended with a fucking visit a website?
Wow.
No wonder I fucking hated the ending of it and said, wow, that just felt like it just ended, right?
Wow, that makes perfect sense.
Wow. He did another little horror movie. So it was called Where? WER. You remember that little film? That movie was fucking awful. Yeah.
I did not remember that.
You ever heard of this movie called Stay Alive?
Stay Alive. Sounds familiar.
It came back in like 05, 06 or whatever. It had John Foster in it. Frankie Muniz was in it.
Oh, what?
And Wendell Pierce was in it. It was a shitty fucking horror film. It was with a group of teens. Obviously some ancient noblemen in the woods, some shit like that or whatever. So, wow, this dude's probably the worst horror director ever now.
Easily. From what you just said, yeah.
Oh, wow, and he wrote this, too. He also wrote The Devil Inside as well. I didn't know people wrote those films. I didn't even know why you credit that for writing.
You call it writing, huh? Okay, that's what we're categorizing it as now.
Remember this name, Cody. William Bell.
William Bell. Okay, I was trying to forget that name right after we finished this podcast. Thank you.
Don't remember. Look at this fucking photo of his douchebag photo. He got a little fucking Walkman on and shit like that. It's like, oh, man, fuck this dude. The boy.
What?
Yeah, he got a Walkman on. He got a fucking Walkman headset on and shit.
God.
Fuck this dude. Finish your statement, though. Yeah. Wasting my breath on this shit. And we know it's going to make like $20 million this week and then leave.
Oh, yeah, you know it is.
This theater is fucking crowded, people.
Yeah, it was packed.
Fucking midnight packed or whatever shit. And you know, good and goddamn well, it's going to be making $20 million this weekend and then leaving the theater next week. Ain't that a bitch, Code, man? Fuck this movie, dude. Yeah, the boy. The boy,
the
huh?
Boy.
Yeah. Fuck you. Put my foot up your ass, boy. Fuck Har.
I hate you so much.
I hate Har so goddamn much, not even funny.
Oh, God. Bury it. Bury it.
Save Har.
Cody, I just got one more question before we get out of here, though.
Yes.
Kiss me.
Kiss your damn self.
Hello? If this thing is some kind of spirit or ghost, it is not a ghost.